So we are halfway through our summer series now. And remember, if you've missed any of the talks, then you can catch them all on our website. The series has been looking at the way we are wired, the way that we are called to be. The first week was Don't Be a Fool. Don't think that life without God can ever be better than life with God. And don't ever think that we know better than God. That sin goes right back to the Garden of Eden, doesn't it, with Adam and Eve and the eating of the forbidden fruit. The next week, then, we had a talk from a self-confessed worrier, although he tried to change it to warrior, if you were here, on the theme of don't worry. We were urged to stay focused on God and to trust God, to trust that God is in control and will have the victory at the end of it all. And then last week, the title was Run the Race. We were reminded, I wasn't here, I listened to it online, proof, you see, it does work. And we were reminded that we're all part of God's plan. We need to accept the responsibility of that. And it looked back at all those great men of faith in the Old Testament, and it urged us to continue to look at Jesus today, who is the ultimate perfecter of our faith. Next week, we'll be finishing our series by looking at the end of Hebrews and being followers of the way. But today, this week, the title is Live in Reverence and Awe. Now, I imagine some of you are probably thinking, at hearing that passage being read and hearing phrases like burning with fire to darkness, gloom and storm, well, it doesn't really fill you with warm, fuzzy feelings, does it? And for all you here from the baptism party, you might be thinking, well, that's a lovely message, isn't it, when I come here? Fire and damnation. And you might think as well, Andy, didn't you know it was a christening this morning? Couldn't you have chosen a nicer passage that speaks of love and hope? And yes, I did know it was a christening. And yes, I did choose this passage still deliberately. I actually think that this passage ties in very well with the baptism of Annabella that we've just witnessed moments ago. You see, this passage revolves around two mountains, Mount Sinai and Mount Zion. And both these mountains have huge significance in the Old Testament. And understanding this helps to understand what this passage is trying to say to us today. So here is a picture of Mount Sinai, for those who don't know it. It's in Egypt. And this is what it looks like. And here's a picture of Mount Zion. And there should be one more with both together. Sorry? Yes, that's how it looks. Yeah. No. So you tell me. Mount Zion is on the right. Mount Sinai is on the left. Which one would you prefer to live in? Does anybody want to live in Mount Sinai? Anyone brave enough to think, yeah, I want to be a bit of a hermit. I'm up for that. I mean, it looks a little bit out of a kind of a apocalyptic film, doesn't it, really? So that's the two mountains that we're talking about in this Bible passage. It's not a difficult choice, is it, if you're going to say which one would you prefer to be on? Mount Sinai was the place where God gave the Ten Commandments to Moses. It was known as a place to have a lake of fire on top of it. Some people think maybe it was a volcano, but it hasn't got any ash, so we're not really sure. It's a bit of a mystery. But it's a place that was known to quake and to fill with smoke. A place of thunder and lightning. It was also known as the place where God spoke. Now, Mount Zion, in contrast, was known as a stronghold, a place of atonement, a source of joy. The word Zion has in it the idea of being raised up like a monument. King David, the great king from the Old Testament, built a citadel on Mount Zion, and you can still see today there's a religious temple on the top of Mount Zion. So it became a kind of seat of power in Israel's kingdom. In the New Testament, as we just heard, it's referred to as the heavenly Jerusalem, the city of the living God. You're beginning to see yet the significance of these two mountains and how it fits with baptism? No, I didn't think you'd be there yet. So Mount Sinai. Mount Sinai, a place of awe and wonder that was to be revered. A place where God came down to earth to speak to the people of God as to how they were to live their lives. But they couldn't do it. We know that. Read the Old Testament. It's the story, the people of God messing it up, getting it wrong, going against God, and coming back to God again. But it got to a point where they just begged God not to speak to them anymore because they couldn't cope with the pressure. Then Mount Zion. Instead of God coming to earth to speak, Mount Zion is, it's said, is raised up to the heavens to be with God. Picture it. The Bible told us thousands of angels, we're told, singing joyfully in praise of what God has done. We get a better description of it. Some of you, I'm sure, will be thinking already in your heads. Revelation chapter 14, and it says this: "Then I looked, and behold, on Mount Zion stood the Lamb, and with him 144,000 who had his name and his father's name written on their foreheads. And I heard a voice from heaven like the roar of many waters and like the sound of loud thunder. The voice I heard was like the sound of harpists playing on their harps. And they were singing a new song before the throne and before the four living creatures and before the elders. No one could learn that song except the 144,000 who had been redeemed from the earth." Do you get the link now? Yes? What have we just done? We've just written the name of Jesus and the Father and the Holy Spirit onto Annabella's forehead. That's what we've just done. We've just made a request to God for Annabella to join Mount Zion. Remember that those two pictures? Of course we want to live on Mount Zion rather than Mount Sinai. But how much more is that the case to live with the everlasting living God, to be in his city, than to try and live under the law, to live with the consequences of death and sin? God has made a new covenant with us through his one and only Son, Jesus Christ, who came down from heaven, was born of virgin birth, crucified, died for our sins, then rose again to new life and ascended back to heaven. So that whoever now believes in him shall not perish, but shall join Jesus in that new life, in the city of the living God, in Mount Zion. Today, the parents and the godparents, they've made declaration on Annabella's behalf. But there will come a moment in Annabella's life where she needs to accept those declarations for herself, to confirm those promises that have been made. That's why in the Anglican Church we have a confirmation service, so that she can do that. Dick said earlier, a part of the liturgy, that God calls us out of darkness into his marvellous light, each and every one of us. But this passage also comes with a clear warning. Those of us who say we are followers of Christ, there's an expectation on us to be thankful and to worship God acceptably with reverence and awe. I have a little boy called Caleb that many of you will know. He's nearly two. For those who don't know him, that's him at the back being noisy. You can always guarantee he's the noisiest one here. He's got a little cape on today. I don't know. I've never seen this before, so I'm intrigued. So he's running around like he's a superhero at the moment. But I love it when we're out and about and Caleb sees something for the first time. He has that look of awe and wonder on his face. Those of you who are parents or seen it, you know what I'm talking about, don't you? That amazement. Last weekend we weren't here. We went to Drayton Manor with Claire's family. And you're coming up, are you? No, Stan? And we went to Drayton Manor and he's deciding. And he loves watching Thomas the Tank on TV. So imagine the look on his face when he sees Thomasland. All these ones, you know, Harold and or Toby and all these characters off the TV that he adores are suddenly there in front of him. And he's like... And he was amazed. I saw the same look of amazement on Claire's dad's face. It was her dad's, it was his 60th birthday party. And so we were having a meal in the evening in a hotel. And whilst we were gathered around for the meal, we gave him his presents to open. And we got to the present from his wife, Claire's mum. And his face just suddenly was full of shock and amazement as he realised that, or slowly began to sink in, that he's going to Niagara Falls in a few weeks' time on holiday. He had no idea. We managed to keep it completely secret. We've had their dog booked in to look after for like 6 months. And he had no idea. And he was just in awe of the present he'd just been given. Sadly, though, today, we, most of the time, have just lost that sense of awe, haven't we? That sense of mystery in our world has gone. Everything must have a scientific, rational explanation after all, mustn't it? But here's the deal. We're not God. We cannot begin to understand what it is to be God. The God who created everything that is seen and everything that is unseen. And I think we need to rediscover a sense of that reverence and awe towards God. Sadly, we can get sucked into a trap of becoming over-familiar with God. And whilst God knew us when we were in our mother's womb, the psalm tells us, and he knows how many hairs are on each of our head, some more than others. Not looking at you, Brian. whilst that's true, we cannot know God to that same degree. There will always be more to learn about God. There will always be more to discover. We need to keep that mystery element. Otherwise, we're in danger of robbing God of the reverence that is his due. Yes, Jesus invites us to be co-heirs, to be his friends and brothers. But we're not invited to be God. Don't make that mistake. He's still God, not us. Think for a moment of someone you really admire, a musician or a sportsman. V Festival's on at the moment, I know, but I haven't seen who's headlining. Anyone got a favourite sportsman or anyone? Or a musician, a band? Sorry? David Beckham. I don't know if they still do it. They used to do a course at Staffordshire University studying David Beckham. A degree in David Beckham. Bizarre, I know. But what would you do, Iris, if David Beckham, you had the opportunity to meet him? I think, for those who can't see her face right now, I mean, she's gone into a hot flush already. And what if David Beckham said to you, do you know what, Iris? I want to be your friend. And what if he said, do you know what? I've got this huge mansion down in London, and we don't really fill it. I've got a whole wing you could have. Why don't you just come and live with us, Iris? It'd be amazing, wouldn't it? See, it's the same with God. Never lose that sense of awe, that sense of where it almost brings you out for some of you in a hot flush. Because he's God. See, reverence is to set forth the attitude of proper subjection on the part of us towards God. And awe is a state of mind inspired by something sublime. So continue to be inspired by the most sublime thing the world has ever seen, Jesus Christ. Continue to give God the response that he deserves. Not just in a church service on a Sunday, but as we live our whole lives in worship to God. Run that race, as John said last week. Don't worry about the future, as Dick said the week before. Trust that God's hand is on you. That one day, as the passage says, everything that is not of God's kingdom will be shaken away. All that rubbish that's out there, that David was talking about some of it in the prayers, it's all going to get shaken away one day. That's what God's promised. But the things of God will not be shaken away. The Mount Zion, the kingdom of God, will remain. What a wonderful future we've got to look forward to. And if we hold on to God, nothing can take that future away from us, no matter what happens. Not even death can stop that future from happening anymore. Don't treat God in the same way you treat your friends or your family. Don't treat God as if he were a supermarket or a doctor, a place to go when you need something. Instead, learn to approach God daily in reverence and awe, and then never cease to be amazed at what God does.